Okay, we'll try to take very little time. The questions were arranged alphabetically. So the first question was a quotation from Matthesis. I will tainus hakosov lo. That's on the Gemara. The Gemara says matemis is mutter on a tainus yochid, and the reason why, because benedorim halocha haloshim adam. And when the person said he accepted upon himself a tainus, only achilah shtiyah kabel alei, tiyim aloy kabel alei. But b'tainus hakosov, we can't say that benedorim halocha haloshim adam. He didn't accept the tainus. It's written in Tanakh. Tainus HaKos means the tainus that are written in Treyosa. So that there's no heter of matemus on the tainus HaKos. Avelus ma'am akor b'gemar l'shitas ha'gan sh'avelus yamrishin d'araisa ve'ech izbir ha'taisus ha'pshat b'os ha'gemar l'salekes ha'ha'echocha. The Gaonim got it from the Gemara. The Mishnah says Rabbi Gamliel rochatz laila harishan sh'meisa ishtoi. So the Gemara says why? Must be because Aninus Laila is the Rabbonim. Because if Aninus Laila is there, I said we wouldn't be Mekel. What does Aninus, what does Aninus have to do with the Rechitza? So you see that, like the Gaonim understood, that from the fact that there's a din of Aninus the first day, that means Avelus. Aninus and Avelus are identical. So if Aninus Laila, following the Kfura, would have been there, I said, so we would have been Machmer on. And even in Istanis, we wouldn't permit to bathe. Heches bira Tosis. Tosis says aninus l'chud and avelus l'chud. They're two different things. Aninus, not to eat ma'aser shein, not to eat kotch, not to be makor karbonos and oinen, koin oinen is possible hakarabos hakarbonos. Those are din deraisa. But avelus is all the rabbanon, even avelus yam rishon. And the Gemara meant to say if aninus laila would have been deraisa, we should have made exer the rabbanon not to allow. Rechitza for an istanis, because if you'll be mekel on the avelus, it'll mislead people to be mekel on the aninus as well. That's how Tosis reinterpreted the Gemara. But the Gaonim understood the Gemara kipshuto. Yotzim lachamis of shu sel al pi gimel dvarim. So the Gemara learns that from the psukim el al pi urim betumim, al pi sanhedrin, and al pi yoetz. Who was it? Achiteifel. Atzas Achiteifel. So the Gemara learns that Achiteifel was the yoetz. So those are the three things that you need for Melchemes HaRashus. David Kamarov, Bekesh Aleza Din Omer Kain B'Gemara, respect the Mincha Mayrev, Plaga Mincha, to Dav Mayrev, after Plaga Mincha, to Dav in Mincha, after Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara says you can choose whichever sheet you want. Ba'er Inyan HaHachro HaZos, that's because Davening is only the Rabbanon, and Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula. Usually you say Yoche B'Rab Malocha K'Rabim. And here the Gemara holds that Reb Yudas Svara, that Mincha, that Plaga Mincha should be the cutoff time for Mincha, as opposed to Ma'ariv, the Gemara holds that's like a machlokes, that shokol, as if it's 50-50. So 50-50, he says, Sveika de Rabban Lekula. That's what that hachra is based on. Harav Shemesh Ba'er Bidiyuk, Ba'er Heite Bidiyuk, Inyan Zeh Bidinim Deraisa. I meant Ba'er Heite Bidiyuk is the din of Harav Shemesh only with respect to a person whose tomei. He can't eat truma, he can't eat kochim, he can't enter the azara. Or is it even menigeh to if a tful yom touches kochim, he touches truma, that he passes it. So b'heita b'diuk, that too is a din deraisa, because the pasuk says that you need harav shemesh v'kelim. If a kli is nitma, you tovelin in mikveh, avah shemesh v'toy. What do you have to... The kli can't eat truma, the kli can't eat kochim. Obviously it means you're going to put truma in the kli, so the clay is going to pass on the truma. So you see, that's a Rashi. There are two Rashis in two different places in the Gemara. The one place Rashi points out, that's a beferish of pasuk in Chumash, that the need for Harav Shemesh is not only for people who are tamei, it even applies to kelim, because one who is a tful yom, who touches, a person who's a tful yom, or a clay who is a tful yom, touches truma of a kachim, will pass on it. That's a din deraisa. Bekeshe le'eza halacha. Nobody's eating any truma, no one's eating any kochim, no one's entering the azora. Harav Shemesh, we mentioned, Rav Moshe Feinstein has on the din in the Ramah, the very end of Hilchas Tvila. The Ramah quotes from the Or Zeruah that there's a chumrah based on Rashi's interpretation and the end of the first parak in Masechah Shabbos, when the Mishnah mentions that there were Yudches Gzeres at the Beis Shammai. Voted through, and then the Basila came back, and they also were masking to them. So one of them is interpreted by Rashi as saying, if a person is Tovel in a mikveh, then the same day before Harav Shemesh, He's bar roshav ruba b'maim shuvim. He takes a shower with maim shuvim. So not only is it metameh him mikana labot, undoes the tefillah lamafreya. So metameh mikana labot would nasa labayla. But if it's oikah the tefillah lamafreya, if you do the bar roshav ruba b'maim shuvim before harav shemesh, undoes the tefillah lamafreya, so the woman becomes asura labayla again. So the Rama quotes that chumrah based on the Yarzarua, that's based on the Rashi. The Dibarta Bamalai Betfila, that's a drasha that appears in the Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Yotez. By Ed Rasha, it's a Gemara Lefi, Havanas Rashi B'Shiltas. Rashi there in Yuma and understood the Shiltas as saying that Lechatchili have to be Mashmir Lioznov by the Dibarta Bam by Kriyashma, but not Betfila. Tfila, you don't even need Lechatchila. You daven Tfila Balachash. You don't even have to try Lechatchila to be Mashmir Lioznov. Tosis does not agree with Rashi. The Bayos lines a whole different shad. But the Barta Bum means that's the mocker for the heter to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma Pnei Akovim and Pnei Ayira. So with the Barta Bum, you're allowed to talk in the middle of Kriyashma Veloy Betfila. But there's no heter to talk, not in Pnei Akovim, not in Pnei Ayira, in the middle of Shemon Esrei. Lefi Habanas HaNetziv V'Shiltas, the Netziv doesn't agree with Rashi. Netziv thinks like that's not what the Shiltas said. He thinks that what it meant was with the Barta Bum, you can talk and learning all you want. Veloy betfilo. You're not allowed to offer tefilos whenever you please. You should always offer tefilos in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Either Shachris Pincha Ma'ariv or tefilos Nedava. So you should say Shmona Esrei and then offer a Bakosha in the middle of Shema Koleinu, in the middle of Refa'inu, in the middle of Chaneinu Mitcha De'abinu Ma'aska, if you have a final. But you shouldn't stam offer tefilos, not in the context of Shmona Esrei. Chatzos linyan korban pesach is this din deraisa de rabbanon. That's a machlegs Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lozman Azar. The end of the first parak in Brochus. Ezen afkamina yesh bazel ledina. So the Gemara in the very end of Psochem has an afkamina. What about matzah after chatzos? If chatzos is deraisa by korban pesach, then matzah is iskish the korban pesach. You also have to finish eating matzah by chatzos. And if you didn't begin to eat the matzah, you can't say a bracha al achilas matzah. It'll be a bracha levatol if you eat the matzah after chatzos. But if you say that chatzos is only made the rabbanon by korban pesach, so then the gemara is beferish. They only made the chumre with respect to korban pesach, because if you'll eat it after alos hashachi, you'll be oivan an iser kores. You'll be eating nisa, which is an iser kores. But if by mistake you won't eat the matzah till after Alos al Shachar, it won't be an Issa Karas, it's just you'll be eating before Shachris. But it won't be an Aver, it won't be considered such an Aver. So that's the Gemara. If Chatzos is only the Rabbanan by Korban Pesach, they never carried it over to Matzah. If Chatzos is the Raisa, then they did carry it over to Matzah. Number 8 is Chatzos Linyan Haktoris Emurim. What is the Inyan? So it's a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi claims on the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in Brochus, that they never introduced the Gzera de Rabbana by Haktoris Emurim. You can do it all night long, even after Chatzos. Why? And the Rambam disagreed. The Rambam says that the Gzera de Rabbana, that the Elharchik Sodom and Aver, even applies with respect to Haktoris Emurim. What does Rashi say? What's the Svar? Why shouldn't it apply even to Haktoris Emurim? So we said the Meforshim and the Mishnayis say that Haktoris Emurim is not a Chayvus HaYochid. It's a chayv. All the kohanim in the beisav and the anshei mishma, they all have to see to it that the makta the emurim. So that you're not geyser, a whole group of people. You're not geyser that they're all going to forget and they're going to burn the emurim after alos al shachar. The emurim, if you didn't burn them till after alos al shachar, also become nipsa belina, and you'll be over and aware that you makta on the mizbech something that is nicer. It's a pasul akorbi. So Rashi also never made the gzer by Haktoris Emurim. It's not a chayvus hayochid. He only made the gzer by chayvus hayochid. Then the Gemara says, "Kedel haski etzias mitzrayim bizmana." Why did Rebbe always choose? Rebbe was always giving shurim in the morning. He was the chief rabbi. There was a 6 o'clock minyan, 7 o'clock minyan, 8 o'clock minyan, 9 o'clock minyan. He was always giving shurim. So he would always see to it that in the middle of a shiur he would mention something about yetzias mitzrayim. Why? Because the correct practice should be, you should be yotzei zechiras yetzias mitzrayim bizman kriyashma. So the Shach Zayi asks, what do you need that for? Hechef shalahaz b'din zeh. So we explained it based on what Rav Soloveitchik said b'shem Rav Chaim, that zechiras yetzias mitzrayim is not counted in the Rambam as a separate mitzvah. It's a detail within the mitzvah of kabbalas al malchus shamayim. You have to be mekabel al malchus shamayim by mentioning that we, our ancestors, lived through Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all the Ikori Hamuna were demonstrated to them. Everything was nesames at that time. So Zechiris, it's like, Anochi Hashem Elokecha she'hotzei sichem mi'eretz Mitzrayim. You know that it's true that God exists because you experienced all the esamakas and kriyas yam. So everything about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. So that's why it has the same zman. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzman that it should have its own zman. Tzitzis, the Shadis Haim Noshim Chayavis be mitzvah tzitzis. The Tosis quotes a Gemara Menachas that it's a machlokes hatanaim, whether women are chayav in tzitzis or not. And what does that depend on? If it's a mitzvah, says the Shadis Magram Menoshim Apotim. So the question is, do you really darshan Urisan Moshe Prat Laksus Laila? So if you darshan Prat Laksus Laila, then the Gemara says that it's a zmagram. If you don't darshan Ksus Laila, then it's a mitzvah, says the Shadis Magram. Then women will be mechayav, the same as men. Cotton, beis a cotton echelukah Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim, with his motzi a rabbi meikra megillah. So Tosis is not sure. Is it talking about a cotton shalohi gila chinuch? So then it does make sense. Why should Rabbi Yehuda say cotton hayisi? He remembers he was a cotton shalohi gila chinuch, and Rabbi Tarfon allowed him. He used to daven in Rabbi Tarfon shul. Rabbi Tarfon was an older Rabbi Tarfon lived as manabayis, and after he lived through the churban. And Rabbi Yehuda was much younger, so he says Rabbi Tarfon allowed him to lay the Megillah when he was lohi gil lechinuch. Tosfos thinks that it's not mistaber. So Tosfos thinks more correct is it's talking machloikas satanaim is by cotton shehi gil lechinuch. So why did the chacham? So the cotton is mechuyim midrabbanan, and the adults are mechuyim midrabbanan. So why can't he be mitzi them? So tain beis biuri harishain and b'shita sachachamim. So Tosfos has two shades of interpretation on this. So Tosfos says, either the Chachamim hold that a trade the Rabbanim cannot be motzi achad the Rabbanim, so the Kotan is only a trade the Rabbanim, Mikra Megillah itself is only the Rabbanim, and Chinuch is only the Rabbanim, and the adults are achad the Rabbanim, so trade the Rabbanim cannot be motzi achad the Rabbanim. Or the other suggestion in Tosfos was that what... Really, the Rabbanon could be, if one is Mechuyev with the Rabbanon, maybe a trade the Rabbanon, the same as a Chad the Rabbanon. It does make a difference. What were the two versions in Tosfos? But Chinuch, the Kotan is not even Mechuyev with the Rabbanon. The Chinuch is on the father, not on the child. Tosfos never spelled that explicitly. That's the Ramban spells that out. The Ramban and the Mechamis, we're going to have that soon. That's coming up in the Gemara. So that we gave the two biurim. My time with the Rabban. Why did the Chacham hold that a cotton shegil lechin cannot be motzi? The Rabban either because the trade Rabban cannot be motzi echad the Rabban. Now because the Leolam trade Rabban can be motzi, but over here it's not even mechuyiv with the Rabban at all. The father is mechuyiv. Rashi's opinion is that the Dalid on the Shal Rosh and the Yud on the Shal Yad is part of the Halacha Moshe Messina. Tosfos says that it's not true, just that there should be a Kesher, but the Tzura that it should be a Dalid and a Yud. Tosfos felt that they prove from the Gemara and Bamei Madlikin that the Tzura is HaYud and the Tzura is HaDalid, that's not really their Raisa. That's only the Rabban. There's a shul and the Aron Kodesh is not facing Eretz Yisrael. In what direction should you daven? So Tosfos says you should ignore where the Aron Kodesh is and you should face Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos understood in Rashi, we don't have that in Rashi. And the Rabbi Yonah quotes Rashi also differently, not the way Tosfos quoted, but Tosfos had the Girsa and Rashi. Tosfos read the Rashi. According to Rashi, he's supposed to daven facing the Aron Kodesh. So let's say they put the Aron Kodesh in the wrong direction. Everybody should face the Aron Kodesh. If somebody's davening outside of the shul, he should also. All the people in the shul are facing, let's say, the Aron Kodesh is facing Mizrach. And everybody's facing Mizrach. The guy is davening in front of the shul should face Mairev. He should face the opposite direction. He should face the Aron Kodesh as if the Shechina is in the Aron Kodesh. That's what Tosfos understood in Rashi. That was the girsa that they had in Rashi. But Tosfos thinks that is not correct. Tosfos thinks that you should ignore where the Aron Kodesh is, and you should face Eretz Yisrael. Pretty easy, no? I thought, my impression was that it was very easy. Okay. That was old business. Let's do some new business. There's a pasuk in Chumash. Where does it have about Korban Pesach in Bahalo Yischa? In Bahalo Yischa it says, it has the din of Isha Shehu Tahor, Evederech Chok Alohaya, Tuchadal Asos HaPesach, V'nichrisa. He says, whoever the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisis lists off Lama about Krisis on Muris Batara. The 36 Averis for which there's a punishment of Koris. So the Mishnah lists off all of them have a lav, except for Pesach HaMiloh, that it's only a mitzvah. The Mainav Kemina, so the Mishnah says, therefore, if a person violates Pesach HaMiloh and is b'shegeg, he doesn't bring a Korban Chatas. You only bring a Korban Chatas if you violated all of the other Chavi Krisis, where there's a loisese. But if you violated Pesach HaMiloh, you don't bring a Korban Chatas. So the question is, the Pasuk says, Eish HaShehu Tahor, what if the person is tame, but it's a Pesach Abba Betume? The Rav HaTzibur is tame. Everybody's tame. And he's tame also. So he's allowed to, everybody went to a funeral. The chief rabbi died and everybody was metame to the Nasi. So is he chayv koris? We're not bringing Korban Pesach or not. So this is a question that was discussed by the Or Sameach. Yor Sameach had a son-in-law, we mentioned, Rabbi Avram Luftbeer, who was a businessman, but he was a very learned person. So he used to correspond with Rabbi Menachem Zember. Rabbi Menachem Zember was a goyen adir. Rabbi Avram Luftbeer was a very strong and learning, but he wasn't like Rabbi Menachem Zember. He couldn't compare. So they corresponded with each other. So this, Yor Sameach's daughter died, and the son-in-law died, and they had no children. They left no children. So Rabbi Menachem Zemba felt bad. So he put out a sefer that's called Zer Avram. This should be Bimkaim, the children that his friend Rabbi Avram Luftbeer never had. So they have the correspondence back and forth. So one of them, and a few of the letters that Rabbi Avram Luftbeer sends to Rabbi Menachem Zemba, he quotes things from the Yor Sameach that we don't have anywhere else. He was the son-in-law of the Yor Sameach. So he quotes Yor Sameach as having a comment on this issue. The pasuk in Bahalos Charit Harisha Shehu Tahor, Yuderech Lo Haya B'Chadal Asos HaPesach V'Nichrisa. What if the person is tamei, but he's allowed to eat Korban Pesach? He's allowed to participate because it's a Pesach Abba Betume. Everybody, the Rav HaTzibur is tamei. They're all bringing Betume, and he's chalani doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. Is he chayv koris or not? So he says, take a look in Rashi on Yud Tesamid Beis. The Brisa, this is a Brisa from the Torah's Kohanim. Or from the Sifrei, not from Toskam, it's on Nozir. Rashi and Tosei is by Nozir. So it's probably in the Sifrei. L'achosim atam alayma. On Yud Tesam Abay, so last six lines. So the Brisa reads, Harisha ha'alach lishcha es pischa v'olamol es b'no. What do they both have in common? Lishcha es pischa v'olamol es b'no. He's going to perform a very important mitzvah. Sheyesh b'koris. There are two, we just said, the Mishnah increases. The first Mishnah increases says, a Pesach v'hamila are the two mitzvahs aseh that have koris. All the others are lois aseh. The only two that are not a lois aseh are Pesach v'hamila. So mila is koris if the child is by mitzvah and he doesn't take care of his bris mila. That's a further machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivin in Rashi and Tosfos, means he dies at the age of 100 and he never did a bris mila. What if at the age of 99 he finally comes around and he does the bris milah? So he's still chayv koris. So that's a shaila. Doesn't mean for postponing one day. He should have, the day that he's by mitzvah, he should have taken care of the bris milah. He didn't take care of it. Even though he takes care tomorrow, he's going to be punished with koris. So they say, no, he wasn't mevatel mitzvah unless he dies as an oral. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Makis. And that's a machlekes the Rambam and the Rabbi and Hilchas Milah. When is their koris? So the question is, But if a father is not Mala's son, there's no punishment of Koris over here. So here the Brisa talks about a case. The man wants to go take care of Korban Pesach, and if he doesn't take care of the Korban Pesach, he will be chayiv kares. Isha shehu tahar v'derech lo havechadal enichrusav. Olomala is beno. Olomala is beno. So Rashi writes that by milo there is kares. I'm not going to be chayiv kares if I don't take care of milas habein. But if the child will grow up later and he won't take care of his own bris milah, there will be kares. So that's the question. Is that what it means over here? The fellow is on his way to take care of a very important mitzvah. Shamash and Meis Lameis. One of their relatives died. Yochol Yachzor, he should turn back. He's traveling to take care of the bris. He's traveling to take to Yerushalayim to take care of Korban Pesach. Should he go back home, Yachzor, to take care of the bris, to take care of the Korban Pesach, and participate in the funeral? So it says, Amit lo yitam. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. How do they know that that's so? So that's what Rashi and Tosafos say. It's a toss-up between there is a mitzvah to lo yitam as a chayva. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, lo yitam as a chayva. But that's a mitzvah, she'en bo kares. The other one, you have a toss-up. Which of the two mitzvahs says that should I fulfill? So the one mitzvah says is much more chomer than the other one. The mitzvah says that she'esh bo kares is much more chomer. So amrit lo yitami. We know that the answer is you should not be mitami. Yochol, one might mistakenly think she'en she'en mitami to the zayin kroivim lohem, just like he should not be mitami to the zayin kroivim and forfeit the possibility of bringing korban pesach or doing the bris. Kachen mitami lemeis mitzvah. Let's say the one who died is not born in the zayin kroivim. Someone died and there's no chevek kaddish. No one's going to take care of the mace. So tamaloy malachosu lachosu deni mitamim mitamim the mace mitzvah. Mace mitzvah is more important than everything. Kavar abis is more important than everything. So we're talking about a case. Why do we single out hoylach lishchas pischo lamoz? No, because there's kares. So the first pshat in Rashi is he's going to take care of the bris milah of his son, and usually the father is never punished with kares for not taking care of the milah bezmana. Even if he never takes care of the bris, even if the child becomes bar mitzvah, the father never took care of the bris. Father's not chayv kares, but bris milah has a chashivas. It's a mitzvah chashuva meod that if the child himself becomes bar mitzvah, he's not going to take care of it. He will be chayv kares. Either when he dies, he'll be chayv kares after he dies, or for postponing a day after the bar mitzvah is already chayv kares. Then Rashi is not happy with that, so he has another pshat. It is the Amri, the last line on the page in Rashi, and others interpret, doesn't mean all year long. He's going to take care of the bris and milah bezmano all year long. No, it's also talking Erev Pesach, because we want to pick a mitzvah that has kares. So milas habein never has kares for the father, has kares for the baby. If the child will become bar mitzvah, he won't take care of his bris, he'll be chayv kares. But we want to have a chorus for the father. So Rashi says, "V'iz the Yamri." No, there's interpreted. Ba'arvi psochem nami ko'omar, the mila zechor of miyakev ha'pesach. That's a machlokes hatanaim. It says machlokes hatanaim whether milas evet kanaini is ma'akim melechal pesach. I think milas habein. All the tanaim agree. It's ma'akim melechal ha'pesach. He doesn't. If he has a child who's 8 days old and he didn't take care of the bris milah, then he can't participate in Korban Pesach. So Rashi says that Bryce is talking both cases. He's traveling to Yerushalayim to take care of the Korban Pesach. Or he's traveling to take care of an Erev Pesach. He's traveling to take care of Milas Habein in order to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Should, so the din is that he's not allowed to be metame to the Zayin Krovim. But he has to be metami to a meis mitzvah. So according to the first pshat in Rashi, if he's going to be metame to the Zayin Krovim, he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach because he's tame. And if he's going to take care of the bris milah, he's going to be metame to the Zayin Krovim, also won't be able to take care of it because he's tame. So what did Rashi have to throw in? Because Milas Habein is Me'akim Melecha B'Korban Pesach. Rashi wants to make it that he's going to be Chayv Kares, not Mila has a Hashivas. If he's going to become Tami, he can't participate in Korban Pesach. So forget about Milas Habein. Milas Habein is Me'akev. Forget about the Milas Abdein. So obviously the answer is you're talking about a Pesach Haba Betumah. Bechreach. No. The fact that he's metame to the Krovim, that itself is not going to prevent him from eating the Korban Pesach. Because everybody's tummy mace. The Rav HaTziv is tummy mace. But Milas Abein is Miyakev Melechol B'Korban Pesach. He's not going to take care of the Bris Milah if he's going to go to be metame to the Zayin Krovim. There's not enough time in the day to take care of both. He's going to be metame to the Zayin Krovim. He won't have enough time to take care of the Bris Milah, that he won't be able to participate in the Korban Pesach. So you see from Rashi, that's what the Or HaSamech said, you see from the Rashi, from the Izdi Amri in the Rashi, from the last line, that even though the Pasuk says, V'isha shehut tahor v'derech lo hoya v'chadal ha'sos ha'pesach v'nichrusa, it only says this course if you're tahor. If you're tummy, it doesn't say. Normally it doesn't say if you're tummy, because if you're tummy, you can't bring Korban Pesach. What if you can bring Korban Pesach? Is that Pesach haba betumah? So you see from this Rashi that by a Pesach haba betumah, and a person is a tummy mace and he doesn't participate, he's also chayv koras. That's what Rabbi Avram Luftbeer points out. He quotes in the name of his father-in-law, the name of the Or HaSamech, in one of the letters in the Zer Avram. It's an interesting thing. You have to say Behechreach like that. You have to say Rashi's talking about a Pesach haba betumah. Otherwise, what does he say? You can't bring the Korban Pesach because the Milas Abein is Me'akeh. Can't bring the Korban Pesach. If you're Tome, if you're going to be Metame to the Zion Korban, can't bring the Korban Pesach. They're both Lishchad Es Pischoi.
It could be he's, maybe he's talking about a case he's not going to be Metame. He just has to take a couple of hours to either he's going to spend those hours with the Mila, or he's going to spend those hours arranging the funeral of his relative. And if he arranges the funeral, then he can't do the Mila. And then he will be able to take it.
Okay, good. Possibility. Okay. There's a way to avoid the Hechrech. Okay, so the question is still a good question. It would be Koris in such a case. Okay. So the Asmer thought that was the Hechrech and Rashi. Okay, very good. In the top Tosfos on Yud Tesamid Beis, the Tosfos has an interesting discussion, the second half of the Tosfos. Miu Tema. Tosfos, the first half of the Tosfos was a Machlokes Rabbein Tam and the other Rishonim, and we don't follow the Rabbein Tam. We paskin like Rab Chaim Kohen, like all the other Rishonim who disagree with the Rabbein Tam. In other words, we follow the Goinim who wrote the Maseches Machas, Kol Tumah Shein Adozim Magalecha Le'en HaKohen Muzu Aleha. So if the Kohen jumps on top of the Aroinis, Medalg Ablaz Be'Absorg was the Kohen. Says Medalgam Hayinu Al Gabi Aronis. According to Rashi, the Oren is the girl of the Dofek. So the girl of the Dofek is Metami Ba'ohel. So how is the coin allowed to jump? How is the coin allowed to be Metami to Tumas girl of the Dofek? So that's what most of the Rishonim who disagree with Rabbein Tam they say. Ain't a coin Muzulah. It's not As Mushal Meis. So the coin is not Muzulah. So Tosfos says, but what? Forget about the Tumah that's given off by the girl of the Dofek. But the mace is in a coffin. And the lid of the coffin is Tomei. That's girl of the Dofek. So if the lid is Tomei, the lid is Makabal Tumah, so we have a rule, Kol Daba HaMakabal Tumah in a Chaitzitz B'Fnei HaTumah. Let's say there's a mace in this room, and the door is closed and there's no crack on the floor either. There isn't even a half an inch to put anything through. So even though the door is only closed temporarily, we're going to open the door at the end. We're not going to be here forever. We're going to go out to Davin Mincha later on. So it's only a temporary chatzitza. But if it's Soysim Legamre, then the din is that the Tumah doesn't go out. But Medvar Ma'amurim, if you have a door, that's a Dov Shein Mekabel Tumah. But instead of having a door, you have piled up food, piles of food over here. And it says in the whole opening of the door. You don't even have a tiny crack. So the food is Dabah HaMakabal Tumah. So Dabah HaMakabal Tumah Eina Chaitzitz B'Fnei HaTumah. That's a Gemara in Bava Basu Davchov. We're learning Brachas Davchov. That's in Bava Basu. Rokik. Rokik Eina Memayit B'Chalom. Rokik is a bagel, a latke or something. You have a chaloin, you have a window. That's a tefach al tefach, so the tumah will go through. And the window is filled up with Rokik. And now, because it has rokik there, so you no longer have an opening on the tefach ha-tefach. It has less than a tefach ha-tefach. So Tosfos there discusses, what if it would be Soisim Lagamre? Would be okay. So the Gemara says, Vamed Dvar Mamurim, if the Rokik is a Dova Sheinim Mekabel Tumah. But if it's a Dova Mekabel Tumah, if it's Oichel, that's why Lachila said, Michael Behema is not Mekabel Tumah. Michael Odom is Mekabel Tumah. So if you have Rokik, you have some kind of food that's Roy Lekabel Tumah, called Dova Mekabel Tumah, and a Chaitzis Bifna Tumah. How can you say that blocking the doorway with food prevents the tumor from going out? The tumor goes into the food. The food is makabel tumor, so it's metame the food, and it penetrates through and through the food, and the tumor goes through to the other room. So Tosfos says, Akasha, there is such a rule. Hold over, makabel tumor, and a choytzeitz b'fnei tumor. So Tosfos says, the lid of the coffin, let's say like Rashi, the lid of the coffin is the goel of the doifek. So the lid is makabel tumor. So what does it help that there's a pesach tefach of empty space, avir, a tefach al tefach, berum tefach, in between the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid of the coffin, but the lid of the coffin is mekabel tumah. That's a din of gadol ha'dafik. So since it's mekabel tumah, ein achotz, it's b'fnei ha'tumah, so the tumah's mace goes up. So what does it help that you tell me in the sesam, asach ha'smachas, that kol tumah she'en anoz ha'megal ha'echa le'en ha'kai muzra le'ha, so the coin is not muzra on tumah's gadol ha'dafik. But what's going to prevent the Tumas Meis from going up higher? Tumas Meis is going to go up. The lid is Mekabel Tumas, so it's not Chaytzitz Bifnei Tumas. So the Oilam, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chof, only says, the Gemara is talking about where there's a vertical Chatzitza. Tosfos is talking about a horizontal Chatzitza. The Meis is over here and someone's upstairs. Or Medalgam Hayinu Agabi Aronis, or Blazim Abtzarek is jumping over the Oren. So Tosfos is asking, the lid of the coffin should not be chotzitz b'fnei ha'tumah because it's mekabel tumah. And they're making a tzushtal to the Gemara, that the Gemara says, if you have a vertical rokik, if you have food filling in the whole space of the doorway, so and the food is roi lekabel tumah, so the tumah penetrates and goes through. So the Rashi on Mishnah Soholos, Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva about this, the Rashi Mishnah Soholos thinks that there's a difference, that this is the shape of an ohel. An ohel normally is horizontal ohel. So even if it is mekabel tumah, it's still chaytzis b'fnei tumah. But Tosfos holds not so. Okay, that's a machlokes bali atos. Tosfos holds just like it's chaytzis b'fnei tumah. If it's vertical, so too. If it's horizontal, is also should not be. If it's dov hamekabel tumah, ain't a chaytzis b'fnei tumah. So Tosfos comes up with a fantastic answer. Tosfos says, the lid of the coffin is a pshutik leitz. Normally, if it's a wooden coffin, the minhag today is that we bury in wooden coffins. Where does that minhag come from? In the days of the Gemara, it's clear they used to bury in metal coffins also. The minhag to bury in wooden coffins is based on a medrash. That's not from the days of the Gemara. There were midrashim that were composed in the days of the Rishonim. So the pasuk says, after the Chet Eitz Hadas, and Adam Marishan, here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming, Bagan, Lirach Hayom, so it says, Vayischabeho Adam Betoch Eitz Hagan. He hid among all of the trees. So the Medrash says, Medrash in the days of the Rishonim says, Mikan, Vayischabeho Adam Betoch Eitz Hagan, that when you bury a person for good, he's dead, so you bury him in a wooden coffin. Vayischabeho Adam Betoch Eitz Hagan. That's the marker for that meaning. Years ago, they used to have wooden coffins with metal nails that held it together. So I remember the president of my father's shul used to manufacture coffins. So his was, the only coffin. This was 60 years ago, over 60 years ago. So his was the only coffin that they used wooden pegs. So he wanted my father to get the OU to give their endorsement to his coffins, and he'll clean up. Everybody's going to buy his coffins. So my father spoke to the people in the OU and said, they only give hechsherim on food. They don't give hechsherim on things that people don't eat. Now they do. Now they give on tzitzis, now they give on kederet blech, they give on other things. But at that time they only gave on food that people ate, or on soap that you would wash your dishes with, because some of it is going to go into your mouth. Okay. So this is all menhagim, but Medina de Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, they talk about burying people in metal coffins. In fact, the Gemara has a din of likat atzamas. If a person was buried a long time ago, 5 years ago, and the family observed shiva, And then they decide to move the body to Eretz Yisrael. So after 5 years, they're only going to be bone, not going to be any flesh. So you do likot atzom, you gather together all the bones, you put them in a little bag, and you take it to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says they have to observe Avelus again till the end of the day, if they're there. The Pischei Tshuva quotes, that's the Gemara, Pischei Tshuva quotes on the Chasam Sefer, there's no mitzvah to sit Shiva again another time, till the end of the day, what he needed for. So the relatives who are arranging for the Likat HaTzomus, for the reburial, should contact the Chevra Kadisha, they should pay the money, and tell them, you take care of the Kvura, and after the day is over, after do whatever you want, by next Chanukah, we give you a year, and do the Kvura whenever you want in Eretz Yisrael, and tell us the day after it's all over, so you won't have to observe Avelus at all. There's no mitzvah to tell people that you have to sit shiva. Don't tell them that there's a lika tatzamas and he won't have to sit shiva. If someone died, then the guy's going to find out later. Then there's a din of shmo kreiva, shmo rechoika. If he finds out about the death of a relative within 30 days of when he died and he was buried, that's a machlekes. We paskin 30 days of when he died, not 30 days of when he buried. Machlekes are rishayin. So we paskin shmo kreiva is if the avelim, if the relatives find out, in 30 days of the death. So then they have to observe Shiva Shloshim. But if he finds out Shmo Rechoika, he hears about the death of the relative after 30 days, then he's only obligated to observe Ha'ilas Yom Echad. Shmo Rechoika and the Hekas of Yom Echad, and that Yom Echad you can chisel down to Shoh Achas, because it's a mix of Yom Kikula and Fartik. And then the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's a Machlekes in the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, even say mix of Yom Kikula Balayla, in that case. So if the person heard about the death of the relative after 30 days after he died, he heard about it at night, so he takes off his shoes for an hour. Shachas doesn't even mean an hour. A while, and shayt, and his yoytze, he said, mitzvah kakula, even balayla.
Because that someone's can't be Muhammad, and the person himself, you don't tell the person that the relative died, you take the chasna,
right?
So,
same thing?
Same thing.
So the Chasam Sofer recommends like that. So if you, let's say, my father was an old man when his brothers passed away. So he told me, I said, my father wasn't in contact with his brothers. They were all old. So my sister was in contact. So my father told my sister that if his brothers die, don't tell me till after Shloshim. So I won't have to observe Avelus. It's a tircha for all the people to observe. So I won't have to observe Shloshim. I won't have to observe Shiva and Shloshim. So my sister didn't tell until after 30 days were up. But if you know the person is gonna find out about the death of the relative, so may as well tell him so he'll attend the funeral. It's gonna be awkward. The whole family is gonna sit shiva these 7 days. He's gonna find out a day later. He's gonna have shiva a different 7 days. A day later, a few days later. So that'll be awkward. But if he's not gonna find out. The person's not gonna. So don't tell him. Period. So don't tell him that a relative died. Or if he certainly will find out. So don't tell him to lift the shloshim. You know, it's no big mitzvah to observe Shiva for 7 days in Shloshim. Tell him after the Shloshim is up, so long you have to observe Avelus Yom Echad. So by the Likat HaTzomus, the Chasam Sofer says, the Kroivim should arrange with the Chevra Kadisha, they should rebury the mace, and don't tell us about when you did the Likat HaTzomus till after the day is all up. So we won't have to observe any Avelus at all. There's no mitzvah that they should know, and they should have to observe Avelus. Fine. So the in Shulchan Aruch, they quote brises from the Yerushalmi in the end of my cut. What if the mace was buried in a wooden coffin and you took out the wooden coffin a year later, you took out the wooden coffin with all the bones and everything and transported it and you moved it to a different location and you reburied it? So there's an opinion that if it was in a wooden coffin, you don't have to observe, it's considered as if he's still kavur. You don't have to observe Avelus of Likot HaTzomus, even though you know about it. And then there's another opinion that distinguishes between wooden coffin as opposed to metal coffin. Wood is Gedule Karka, but metal is Karka Mamish. So if the mace was buried in a metal coffin, and then you take the whole coffin and you relocate it to a different cemetery, so that's considered as if he was covered with Karka the whole time. So then there's no Avelus of Likat HaTzomus. But if he was buried in a wooden coffin, wood is Gedule Karka. So you have to have Kvura Bikarka. So if you transport the wooden coffin to a different location and rebury it, then there would be a din of Likat HaTzomus. So that's Brises in Yerushalmi. So the Brises in Yerushalmi is implying that Kvura in a metal coffin, there's nothing wrong with it. Medina Gemara, it's even better. if he's buried in a metal coffin, that's Kvura Bekarka. If he's buried in a wooden coffin, the wood is Gedula Karka. So that's not Kvura Bekarka. Pischechuv in the end of Yerodeh quotes the Chachma Sodom and others who say, if you have a full wooden coffin, so you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Kvura Bekarka. It's a big Gedula Karka. So they say, you should take out the bottom plank. That's what they do in New York. The Hasidim do like that. They take out the floor. After they take the mace and they put the body on the ground, then they take out the bottom wood, so the mace is mamish cover on the karka. Or you have holes on the sides of the coffin. You leave the floor there in the coffin and you have holes on the sides, so the Chachma Sodom says, that's also better, that's also called Kvura Bekarka.
It's not as a matter within the metal, if something is more synthetic, if something depending on me, it's not just something mined out of the metal.
If it's synthetic, then it's like wood.
We process all our metals. At what point does it change from the fact that in the metal back then you maybe melted it down, but you basically took something out of the ground, out of a mountain, and then you put it back in later. Right, that's what metal is. Now that all sorts of types of metals, right, different things are most are still naturally occurring. We do all sorts of things to our metals. So would it matter what the metal is and what?
I mean, if they change a major shino in the metal, maybe it's no longer called Kvura Bekarka. Good shaila. I don't know. It's a good shaila. So Nachama. So Tosis asked the kasha, what does it help that there's a pesach tefach, but the lid of the coffin is gerla v'doifek, so it's metamei, so kol davar hamakabel tumah in achotz is bifnei hatumah. So true, Rab Lozer, Rab Tzadik is allowed to jump on top of the Goel of the Doifik. He doesn't have to be worried about Tumas Goel of the Doifik. But how is the lid choytzitz b'fnei atumah of the Tumas Meis? Tumas Meis goes through the lid because the lid is makabel tumah. So Tosis answers, v'yesh loyma, it's not true. The din is that the Goel of the Doifik has tumah, but it's not dover hamakabel tumah. It's not a dover hamakabel tumah. There are only four things that are makabel tumah. Odom, Mekele, Mokel, Namashkin. The lid is a pshutik, let's say it's a wooden coffin. So it's a pshutik leit. So if you have a flat piece of wood, that's a pshutik leit. So it's not mekabel tumah at all. You have to have a base kibul. You have to have a toch. Tosis in the beginning of Sukkah has a din, it's quoted in the Hilchos Sukkah, that made the Rabbanon. If you have a very big, if you have an ice cream Dixie cup and you have a wooden spoon, so the spoon is flat, so that's pshutik leit, that's ain't a makabel tumah. That's not makabel tumah in a Torah, it's not makabel tumah in the Rabbanon. But if you have a wide board, a very wide wooden board, then you can use that, let's say a waiter can use it to serve food on it. Usually the waiter's trays have a rim around them, so the plates won't roll off. Sometimes they roll off, they're not careful. But if they're careful, they're not going to roll off. But if you have, so that has, that's a base kibul. That is called a base kibul if it has a rim around it. But if you have a pshutik leitz, you have a wide piece of wood that you can use as a tray, but it doesn't have a toch. But Tosis points out if it's wide, so you can use it as a tray. So midrabbanan we treat it as if it has a base kibul. That's midrabbanan, but minatora not. So that's what Tosis says over here. The wooden lid on top of the coffin is a pshutik leitz, so it's not mekabel tumah. The din is that it happens to be a din of Goel of a Dofik. It is Tomei, but it's not a Dova HaMakabal Tumah. It's Tomei. What's the word? Dova HaMakabal Tumah and a Chetz is Bifnei Tumah. The Tumah goes into the, if you have food blocking up the doorway. So the Tumah's mace, Mace and Matami, well, it was a dead body in the room. So the mace, the Tumah's mace penetrates into the food and it goes through it. How can you say the food is Chetz is Bifnei Tumah if the Tumah penetrates into it and it goes through and through? But over here, the tumah doesn't penetrate into the lid of the coffin. The lid of the coffin is a dov she'ena makabel tumah. It's a pshutik leitz. Pshutik leitz not makabel tumah menatur. The rabbon on the taisa sukkah says it's not makabel tumah. It's a din. It is tumah because it's a girl of a doifik kever. A kever. That's Rashi holds like that. Girl of a doifik is matameh according to Rashi because we declare the girl of a doifik as a kever. How do you see that from Rashi? So that's the Rashi and Erevin. The last eight lines in Tosafot they quote from Erev and Daf Tezvav. Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. If you used a live animal, to make it into a girl of a doifek, does it have the din that it's metame or not? So it's a machlokes hatanoim. So Tosfos says, if Rashi is right, a girl of a doifek means the lid of the coffin or the walls on the wooden walls on the side of the coffin. So which crazy person is going to use a live animal as a lid of a coffin? You have to be crazy. So Tosfos says, obviously the Rabbi Natam is right, that the girl of a doifek got the different parts of the matseva. No, but who uses a live animal as a matseva? The Tosfos says, no, that's normal. Tosfos is right. The last two lines in Tosfos. Tosfos explains in the other Masechtos and Ksubis and the Shabbos. Tosfos says, Bizman HaGemara, they used to have the matzeva prepared. The person dies 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they already bury him, and they already have a matzeva. They already wrote something there. So till you complete the whole Kvura, Avelis begins from Stimas HaGoylo. What's the Goylo? So according to Rashi, Stimas HaGoylo means you put the mace in a coffin. The Shiva already begins, even before the Kvura. Tosfos says, no, Stimas HaGoylo means not only it finished, you put the mace in, and you have to have three tochim of offer on top of the mace. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, he shows from the Shulchan Aruch, from the brises like that. If you don't, let's say the cemetery is very swampy, so it's a bizoyin mace to be buried in the mud. So don't bury him so deep. Let's say it's swampy 6 feet under. So bury him 1 foot under, it's enough 1 foot of sand on top of the urn. How much is the bare minimum that you have to have? If you bury him, if you leave the body above the ground, that's not kfura b'karka. So how much offer do you have to have on top? The Moshe says the shira is gimel tvochim. He proves it because the din is, if you have mesim on top of mesim levels, you have to have 6 tvochim of offer in between. Each mesim has to have its own 3 tvochim in all 6 directions. Northeast, southwest, and above and below. So you always need 3 tvochim of offer on every side. That's called kfura b'karka. So the minimum shear to be called kfur bekarka is gimel tov from the shear of kedei chafisus hakelov. That's called the kovar. So Tosfos learns that the shiva begins, the avelis begins after stimas hagoylo. Doesn't mean when you put the mace in an oren. No, you didn't bury him kfur bekarka yet. Tosfos learns stimas hagoylo means after the gemar hakvura. Gemar kvura means you put the mace in the ground. You put not only 3 tvachim of offer on top, you're burying him 6 feet under. You want to fill in the whole grave, so you have to fill in the whole grave. And if you plan to put up a matzeva today, you're not finished with the kvura till you put the matzeva, till you do the gemar hakvura. That's how the Rabbi Natam learns. Other Rishonim will disagree with Rabbi Natam. What, the matzeva is the gemar hakvura? Maybe the gemar hakvura is 3 tvachim of offer. Who says you have to? The Rabbi Natam says, no, you have to fill up the whole grave, and then you have to have the matzeva. So Bizmana Gemara, sometimes they didn't have the matzeva prepared. Now we never put a matzeva the same day. Most people in the Chutzlords, meaning is that you put up a matzeva either right before the Yud Beis Chodesh Arab or right after, because the Shir Shikcha by a mace, Zer al Amesh Yishtakech Men Alev after Yud Beis Chodesh. So the meaning of a matzeva is called a nefesh. You put nefeshes to remember the person. You don't want to forget him. So since after Yud Beis Chodesh, you're going to start forgetting the person, so some have the minig, you put the matzeva right before the Yud Beis Chodesh are up, so you shouldn't forget him. And other mekayimis, they have the minig. Rabbi Kevega on Yeridei quotes this. Other mekayimis, they have the minig. You put the matzeva right after the Yud Beis Chodesh are up. You just forgot the mace, so you put a matzeva, so you should remember him. And Eretz Yisrael, they have the minig, they put the matzeva by the Shloshim. But today, nobody puts the matzeva the same day. But in the days of the Gemara, the Rabbi Natam claims, in the days of the Gemara, they used to put the matzeva on the same day. And if they didn't have the matzeva prepared, they would bang a peg into the ground. You don't have to bang. Bang. It's a very soft earth. They just buried the person there. They filled up the cavity of the grave with the sand. And then you put a peg in, and then you tie behema. The peg is not going to hold too well. If it's soft earth, I guess you have to bang a peg nearby. And you tie behema on, the behema is going to die from starvation. So you're not going to leave it there too long. You're going to prepare the matzeva for tomorrow. So you're going to use a live animal as a matzeva. The Rabbi Natam says it makes more sense the way he holds that girl of a doifig means the matzeva. Sometimes chen derech ben yad, you use a live behema temporarily as a matzeva. Ashiit nola matzeva till you get the stone matzeva. So that's the machlokes hatanaim, whether there's a tumas girl of a doifek on a live animal. But according to Rashi, it doesn't make any sense. You're going to put a live animal as a lid on the coffin, then you're going to bury the coffin 6 feet under. live animal going to be 6 feet on, then you're going to throw offer on top. It's inconceivable. Tosis in the beginning of Ksubis, and Avdala Rami Beis presents this taina. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Sechocha that Rashi is wrong, that it doesn't mean the lid of the coffin and the wooden boards on the side of the coffin, and then Amiyashiv Rashi. So he said the style of the Talmud is to talk about cases that are never going to come up even in a million years, just to be mivar what the din is. So even though no crazy person is going to bury a live animal alive as a girl of a dafi, but the Gemara talks about the din. So Tosis proves that this is so, that's the style of the Gemara, to discuss and abstract every single case, even if it's never going to happen in a million years. So the quote, there's a discussion in the Gemara in Bchoris. An animal is pregnant, and you take out the embryo from this animal, you put it into the rechem of another animal, and the question is, and it's a male, Vlad, does it have a din of Bchor Behemator when it's born from the other animal or not? It's not its own blood. It's a blood from a different. They say it's never going to happen in a million years. So the Gemara talks in an abstract. So now they say it's Maisim Mechol Yom. They do it all the time. They take embryos by human beings. They take it by Behem. They take it from one. They take an Uber from one Behem and they put into the Rechem of another Behem. But that was Tosis Raya. That to be Miyasha Rasha, they say that's the style of the Gemara. They talk about cases. The Gemara wants to cover every single eventuality, every single possible case, even if it's never going to come up in a million years.
They put on a temporary
matzeva?
Yeah, like a plaque. Ah. It's in a metal frame, and the name and everything, and they stick it in until then.
Until they put up the real matzeva.
Until they put up real matzeva, so that.
Mm-hmm. So that's what Tosis said.
They finished Purim until then.
That's the Gemara of the Kfura. That's the Rabbeinu Tamhol. That's the Gemara of the Kfura. The Shiva doesn't begin till Stimus HaGoyla, and that's called the Goyla for the purposes of Goyla V'dayfik. Yeah. So Rashi there in Erevin Adav Tezvav comments on that Gemara. There's a din of Goyla V'dayfik is Batame. The Rashi says, let's say this was the coffin that they used to bury a person, and then they moved the body to a different location. Let's say they moved the body to Eretz Yisrael, and then in Eretz Yisrael they bury without a coffin. So they leave the wooden coffin on the side. So does the wooden coffin still have a tumas girl of a dorfik? The Rashi says yes. Since you once buried the mace in this coffin, even though you're now a year later, you take out the coffin, you take out the mace, and he's no longer in this coffin, the Rashi says, the lid with the wall still have the din of Tumas Golovidov. That's the Rashi and Erevin Daft as well. So the Tosis Rida on Erevin asks on Rashi, how can he say that? It's against an explicit brisa in the Sifrei Zuta. He read Sifrei Zuta. Interesting. And the regular Sifrei, it's not then. The Sifrei Zuta is Sifrei Mi Basement Rosh Hashal Rabbi Shmuel. The Rambam has a lot of dinim that are taken from the Sifrei Zuta. Rashi and Chumash always refers to it as the Sifrei Biponim Acheres. A different version of the Sifrei, it's not written in Hebrew, it's written in Aramaic. It's the regular Sifrei is min basement Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Akiva, and the Sifrei Zuta min basement Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Shmuel. That's what they say. So the Sifrei Zuta contradicts Rashi. How can Rashi say that the girl of the Dorfix is Matami even after he took out the mace? So this is a price on the Sifrei Zuta. So before the Second World War, there was a businessman who was friendly with Rabbi Menachem Zember. There were a whole chevra poilashe ge'oinim adirim who were all in business, and they knew all the bablis, Yerushalmis, all the yosamers, all the ragachavs, they knew all the rama, I knew everything. All the rishonim, all the svasam, they knew everything. But they weren't in rabbanis. Rabbi Menachem Zember was one of them. He was a goinata. His father had a hardware shop. His father-in-law had a hardware shop. The father-in-law supported him. Then the father-in-law passed away. So then the father-in-law's name was Chaim. That's what he put at the Sefer Tetzos Chaim. In memory of the father-in-law. Then he had to take care of the hardware store. So he was a shopkeeper. And he had chaverim, who were also businessmen. So one of his chaverim put out the Sifrei Zuta with Mar Mekoymes in the footnotes. So he, in the Ambua de Sifrei, is the commentary with the Mar Mekoymes on the Sifrei Zuta on Parshas Chukas, on Tumas Meis. So he comes to be Miyashiv, the Tosis Ritz Kasha against that Rashi and Erevin, and after as well. So he says, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Mem, Zayin, so that a mason's metami ba'ohel. What if there used to be a mace in this grave? Now we moved the mace to a different location. Moved the mace to Eretz Yisrael. So there's no longer any mace here. So there's still a tumah midirabban. Since this used to be a kever where there was a mace, and the mace metami ba'ohel, so midirabban and it's still metami. So the Abu Disifrei comes to be me'ashev the difficult Rashi in Eretz in Daf Tezvav. So he says, Rashi apparently holds that the girl of a Dorfik has been tami b'toris kever, and a kever is metami even at midirabbanan, even after you took out the mace. Even after you take the mace out from the girl of a Dorfik, it's still going to have tumah. That's the din of a kever, that midirabbanan still retains the same kever, even after you took out the mace. I think Mishamshe HaMeis, once you put a mace in Tachrichem, once you put the mace in Orain, then Mishamshe HaMeis HaRos HaBano, so even after you take out, I think all the Mishanim would agree to that. It is Os HaBano. Yeah, that they all agree. They only disagree, Tosfos Reader only disagrees with Rashi about the Tumah. He thinks that once you take the mace out, that's a bit Herisha Bryson and the Sifrei Zuta, that this, the Agel of Adafik is no longer Mentame. So this, getting back again, this din of Girl of a Dorfik is Metame, what's the word that the Girl of a Dorfik has been Kabbal Tumah from the mace? No. Girl of a Dorfik is a Pshutik Liyat. It's not Kabbal Tumah at all. It's not right. It's a din Girl of a Dorfik is called Kever. And the Kever has Tumah, Tumah Satsmai. But that's not called a Dover HaMakabbal Tumah. That's called a Dover Tumah. It's not Kabbal Tumah from the mace. If you use the flat wooden boards as the lid for the coffin, this has its own tumah, but you can't call a dover hamakabel tumah and a chotzitz bifnei tumah. It's not a dover hamakabel tumah. So Tosfos proves it from a Mishnah and a Holos, and they say kidisnam a masachas Holos. The Mishnah and Holos is not talking about a wooden; they're talking about a klicheres. The din in Chumash is klicheres koloshipol el teichai. If something falls, the klicheres on a makabel tumah mitocho, not a makabel tumah migabo. An adam tummy touches the outside of the klicheres. Let's say this would be a klicheres. So if I touch it on the outside, it's not makabel tumah. You have to open it up, and then you have to touch it in the inside. So then there's even a din. If you dangle it, if you have a dead sheretz, and you dangle a dead sheretz, it's even makabel tumah me'aviro, even though it didn't even touch it. It's me'aviro. But migabo, it's not makabel tumah. So what if you... And if you have a klicheres, a mukav tzomid puzzle that has a sealed lid on top of it, like this has, if this whole thing would be a klicheres, so and there would be liquid inside, there would be mashke inside. The kli is tohor, and the liquid inside is tohor. And if you use this mukav tzomid puzzle as a lid for the coffin, it would have the din of goyel of a doifig. It'll have tumah. But the stuff inside is tahor. The kli itself is tahor. The top of it is metamik, girl of a dorfik. But it's not that it's mekabel tumah from the mace. It can't be mekabel tumah because it's a klicheres amuk of tzamit posel. So that's what Tosfos says. That halacha, the dover hamakabel tumah and the chotzis b'fnei tumah, is only if it's mekabel tumah from the mace. The tumas hamace affects it. But over here, the tumas hamace doesn't affect the girl of a dorfik. Girl of a dorfik is tamei. It's like a tumah yotzal megufa. The tumah begins from the girl of a doifik. There's a gemara in the end of the, not in the end, in the first perek in Sukkah. Yud beis on the base, I think it is. So the gemara says, if you have a spool of thread, that what do you need for a schach for a sukkah? Has to have three conditions. It has to be gedulah karka. Has to be tolish. Has to be dov sheni mekabel tumah. So what if you have wool? So wool is not gidula karka. Wool doesn't grow on a bush. Wool grows on an animal. What if you have linen or cotton? So cotton grows on a bush. So that's gidula karka, tolush. And is it mekabel tumah or not? So the Gemara says there, if you have spools of thread, of gidula karka, dika thread that grows on a bush, so that's possible to use for schach. Why is it possible? Possible in Altar, possible in Rabbana. So Rashi and Tosfos say the same pshat, because there's a pasuk in the middle of Vayikra about Tzaraas Begodim, that not only a beged semer or a beged pishtim is mekabel tumah, la semer la pishtim, if you have a spool of thread of semer, a spool of thread of pishtim, it's also mekabel tumah. So Rashi said, Rashi and Tosfos learn in Gemara, that if you have a Tzemer is not gedulei karka, so forget. But pishtim is gedulei karka. So even though it's gedulei karka and it's tolish, but it's a dober hamakabel tumah, it can be makabel tumas negoim. Usually we say there are only four things that are makabel tumah. Odin v'keilim ochum amashkim. This is not a kli. This is just thread. How is it? So Rashi Tosfos says no, it's makabel tumah because it can become tami tumas negoim. The Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi Tosfos. The Rambam learns. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Rambam says if you have gedulei karka tolush, but you made it into string, so it's nishtana, and it doesn't look like gedulei karka anymore. If anyone will look at it, they won't realize that that's not the way it grew from the ground. So since it's nishtana, so it's possible with the rabbanon to use for schach, not like Rashi and Tosfos learned, that the pishtim thread is possible in atorah because it's a dava ha-makabel tumah, it's makabel tumas negoim. The Rambam knows it's Mekabel Tumas Negoim, but he says that's not a Psul Deraisa, it's only a Psul Derabbanon because of Nishtana, because of it doesn't look like it's Gedulei Karka. And that's why there's a whole discussion. Let's say you have wooden slats, you use wooden slats for stuff. It's Gedulei Karka Tolush, and it's Eina Mekabel Tumas, but you painted it a different color. Let's say you painted it green, it should look pretty. So, in Hilchos Geneva, that might be considered Nishtana. Let's say I stole a beged and I dyed it a different color. Or I stole slats of boards of wood and I painted a different color. So it could be that tzavod, painting it, is considered a shinoi, and shinoi is kaina. So would you consider that a dovish and ishtana? That is possible. The schach said, the shari tshuva next to the behetiv has that discussion. If you painted the slats, it could be that that's called nishtana. So the Rambam learns that it's only a psul de rabbanon because nishtana, and it doesn't look like the original, doesn't look like it's gedulei karka. Why doesn't he agree with Rashi and Tosfos? So if I'm not mistaken, didn't have a chance to look this morning. I think the Pnei Yeshua writes on that Gemara, when you have thread that can become tamei saras begodim, that's not called the dov hamakabel tumah. There are four categories of things that are dov hamakabel tumah. Od mekele mochel mamashkin. Thread is not a kli. The godim are a kli. Thread is not a kli. It's not mekabel tumah. If something develops in egad saras, it is tameh. It's not mekabel tumah means if an adam tameh touches it or a dead sheretz falls on it, it's going to be mekabel tumah from the other thing. But if you have thread, it can develop in egad saras, it will be tameh. But it's not mekabel tumah from the egad saras. That's not called dover hamekabel tumah. So it could be. It could be that that's what the Tosfos is saying over here also. That just like thread, just like the Pei Yeshua says on the Rambam, the thread, pishtim thread, is not called Abraham HaKabal Tumah. That's why the Rambam holds it's only possible with the Rabbanim because of Nishtana. So that's what Tosfos says over here. If you have flat boards that are functioning as the lid of the coffin, it's pshuti kliyetz, it's a dovah sheni makabel. It will have a tumas goyle b'doifik. Goyle b'doifik is not called makabel tumah. So that's not called dovah makabel tumah, so it's chaytzitz b'fnei tumah. But you should keep in mind that this Tosfos is in disagreement with that Rash in a holos. Tosfos holds that this din, the Gemara in Bavli Basra Daf Chof, that by rokik, that dovah makabel tumah and chaytzitz b'fnei tumah, Gemara has it where it's a chatzitza that's vertical. That is, you wanted to prevent the tumah from going sideways. Here we're talking, you want to prevent the tumah from going up. So the Rashan, Aholus, told us that the rule doesn't apply over there. That Dovah Makabel Tumah in a Chaitz is Bifnei HaTumah. And the Tosfos holds it applies in both. It applies in both. That's a shot. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. If a kohen is going in an airplane and they have a mace, in the cargo section. So the cargo section is below where the passengers sit over here. And then there's a floor. And then the cargo is below. So if you have a mace below, so the floor is chaytzis b'fnei tumah. So what's the problem? Why do you have to tell the kohen that there's a mace in the cargo below? It's chaytzis, the floor is chaytzis b'fnei tumah. So the shaila is, well, it's a dovah hamakabel tumah. The airplane is a kli matechas. So kli matechas is a dovah hamakabel tumah. And a chaytz is b'fnei atumah. So Moshe says, but according to the Rash, it's not a problem. Because the Rash holds that since this is a horizontal floor, we're talking about the tumah going up from the mace below the floor up into the passenger section of the plane. So since the chatzitza is a horizontal chatzitza, that is the shape of an oel. So that is called, that's an oil, that's chaytzitz, even though the oil itself is mekabel tumah, it will still be chaytzitz b'pnei ha'tumah. But according to Tesis, it's going to be a problem. Then Rav Moshe discusses, well, is the airplane really a kli that's mekabel tumah? You have a klal kli eitz habo b'midah, if you have a gigantic wooden kli, that's not mekabel tumah. Kli eitz habo b'midah, but kli matach is even bo b'midah, even if matzik memso. Masig Mem says, Am alama burum gimalam. So if you have a wooden bookcase, you have a wooden piece of furniture that's so big, you measure from the outside of the thing, it's Am alama burum gimalam, 3 cubic amas. Sometimes you have a piece of furniture that's so big. So if it's wooden, then it's ain't a makabaltum. If it's metal, then it is makabaltum. So the airplane is metal. So even though it's a bobimida, even though it's a gigantic airplane, you have many people sitting in the airplane, but still, it should still be mekabel tumah. So Moshe raises the question, but now they make airplanes from aluminum. So he raises the question, maybe aluminum and it's not mekabel tumah. So you look in the Mishnayos Aholos, I think maybe on the first page, Tiferes Yisrael writes that there's a machloikis in the Meforshim on Mishnayos Aholos. Kalim, Mishnah's Kalim, and that Mishnah's first page of Mishnah's Kalim, whether all Kli Matechas and Makabel Tumah are only those Matchos, that only that Matechas that's mentioned in the Chumash, only gold, silver, copper, and iron, and so on. So, aluminum is a different Matechas. Years ago, they didn't know how to separate the aluminum from the iron, but now they separate it. It's a totally different Matechas. So Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yankee Kamenetsky both consider, they quote the Vilna Gaon held like that, that only the 6 matches that are mentioned in the Chumash are mekabel tumah, other matches not mekabel tumah. And the Tveris Yisrael thinks that it's not correct. Where did the Vilna Gaon get that idea from, that other matches not mekabel tumah? So Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yankee both thought like the Vilna Gaon. They don't even quote it, but they both thought the same, that only such matches, that type of matches that's mentioned in the Chumash, and aluminum is not mentioned, so maybe aluminum is not mekabel tumah. So it's a dovah she'ein mekabel tumah. And then he says, Nosav al kach, the Rash disagrees with this study. The Rash holds that if it's a chaytzis b'fnei ha'tumah horizontally, then it is chaytzis b'fnei ha'tumah, even if it would have been mekabel tumah.
What to the roof of the airplane? Because there's real metal steel in there also. Because the roof of the plane is aluminum.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with anything about airplanes. My impression was that Rav Moshe was sold the bill of goods. Maybe it's true. I don't know that the whole airplane is all aluminum. They don't have any iron or steel. I don't know. You should find out. The only thing is that there's a Gemara in the first parak in Gittin, and it's another Masechtis as well, an Erevin a lot. That oil zoruk is not chaytzis b'fnei ha'tumah. When the airplane is standing still, they can say the floor is chaytzis b'fnei ha'tumah. That's not a problem. So the kohen can walk in, and the mace is in the cargo section, and the kohen is sitting on top. You can say it's chaytzis b'fnei ha'tumah, either because aluminum is not mekabel tumah, or even if it is mekabel tumah, like the Rash, that if it's a horizontal chaytzis b'fnei ha'tumah, it's a floor, then it's chaytzis even though it is mekabel tumah. But then once the airplane takes off, it's in the air, then oil that's floating in the air is not, that's called oil zoruk, flying in the air, is not chaytzis, lav shmei oil, it's not chaytzis b'pnei ha'tumah.
Even internally not?
Oh, so there is such an opinion, the Meiri quotes such an opinion, the end of Masechus Shabbos. The Meiri has such an opinion to Farem, for Tosis has a whole slew of kashas. Tosis assumes that it even applies if everything is moving. The airplane moves, that the mace is still in the same relationship to the Kohanim in the passenger section as they were before. They didn't, not flying away from each other. If you have an oil zorak, the coin is in an airplane and the mace is on the ground, that's called oil zorak is lav shmei oil. What if the whole airplane is flying and the mace is there and the coin is there and nothing changes? The mace is on the bottom, the coin is on top. So maybe that's not called oil zork. So the Meiri brings up that possibility. Meiri has that suggestion that that's not called oil zork. But the big, the gigantic thesis in the end of Masechus Shabbos assumes not so. Assumes that that's also called oil zork and lav shmei oil. So that's the shaila. When the when the plane is standing still, then you can say it's chaytzis b'fnei atuma. When the plane starts to move on the ground, there are two kinds of oils are. Taisus in Gitna, Taisus in Erevan has, and all the Masich that have two kinds of oil zark. One is when you have an automobile moving on the ground. So that has the din, the wheels are on the ground. That's oil zark is maybe a satumba, but not choitzes bifnei atumba. So when the plane is taxiing to take off, so then you have the worst of everything. The roof on top of the passenger is maybe a satumba, and the floor below the passenger separating between the cargo, the mesim and the cargo section, and the passengers, is not choitzitz b'fnei atuma. That oil zarek is maybe a satuma b'en choitzitz b'fnei. Once the airplane takes off, and so mamish zarek in the air, look ma, no hands, the plane is mamish in the air, it doesn't even have the wheels on the ground, then the top oil, the top roof is not maybe a satuma, and the floor is not choitzitz b'fnei atuma. It's as if the coin is flying in the air, and the mace is flying in the air. So if the coin is directly above the mace, then you have a problem. But if the coin is not directly above the mace, it won't be a problem. But the problem, so there's no problem when the plane is standing still, no problem when the plane is flying in the air. When it's taxiing, that's the problem. So Diane Erentroy from...
Why would you move through the plane when the plane's flying through the air, why is the mace unconnected to the... Why is the top not counted as an oil?
Mishnah is like that. Oil zarek mamish, oil zarek in the air, is not maybe a satuma, not choytis, but fnei atuma.
Right, so why is the plane, we have to figure out exactly how everything's connected. But in general, when the plane is on the wheels, right, the body of the plane, for the most part, is not connected to the wheels, right? The wheels have a separate base, and the wheels are moving on the ground, and the base kind of things in the plane.
But it's attached, though. Okay.
Make
still, it's sitting on the ground.
The body of the plane is sitting on the ground.
Huh?
The body of the plane is 10 feet in the air, 6 feet, 8 feet in the air.
Yeah. I think it's still, we assume it's still sitting on the ground. If you have a train that has a floor and it has wheels, so the wheels are on the ground, so we assume that's when the train is standing still, then it's an oil, then it's chaytzes b'fnei atuma. When it moves, so then the roof is maybe a satuma, and the floor is not chaytzev if natuma. Yeah, and it's when it's flying in the air, then it's neither. That's the tesis, as Rais from Mishnah is like that. Yeah. So that is an important tesis, and the bottom Rashi is an important Rashi about Pesach Habo Betuma. You could reinterpret the Rashi. It's not talking about a Pesach Habo Betuma. That's how the Yos HaMeach understood it. Okay. Then the Gemara tells about if a person is really a Yirei Shamayim and is Maisa Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem, then his tefillos will be answered. In the days of Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't learn as well as in the days of the later Amoraim, and still, when they began to take off their shoe for tainus, so right away their prayers would be answered. Because they were Maisa Nefesh for Shmiras HaMitzvah. Ki Avshalav Chad Misani takes off one shoe. On a real Tana Sibi, you have to take off your shoes like Tisha B'Av. You have all the Chamisha Inuim. When there's a Tziris Kesham, so the business goes to Tainus. And we daven, and our prayers are not an answer. We learn more, but it doesn't help. The learning doesn't help. You have to have Yirah Shamayim. You have to have Mesiris Nefesh, Shmiris HaMitzvah. Okay. Then more tell stories about Maroim, who stood by the mikveh. Good. All the stories are important. Okay. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. The bottom of Chof Amar Aleph, easy Mishnah. Noshim Avodim Ketanim Peturim Mikriyashma. Why are Noshim Avodim Peturim Mikriyashma? The Rashi says because there's a Sovzman Kriyashma. There's a Kriyashma Shal Yom and a Kriyashma Shal Laila. Each one has its own Zman. So that's a mitzvah Sasei Shaz Man Grom. It's a Noshim Apotim. And Noshim, there's a Gzeri Shavu between Isha and Eved. What's the Gzeri Shavu? Lo Lo Me Isha. Says Chuv Shalom Nitan Lo by the Shivcha Harufa, Chuv Shalom Nitan Lo, and by the Isha it says because of Allah Sefer Krisis. So we learn out Chubshala Nitala means she wasn't freed Aidei Shtar Shichur, and you learn out that you need Ksiva Lishma, just like Lolam Isha, just like Ketisha needs Ksiva Lishma. Shtar Shichur Abiknaitz Ksiva Lishma. There are only three stories that need Ksiva Lishma. A Ketisha needs Ksiva Lishma, that's the opening Sugya in Gittin. Then Makrish Havaili Tziya Shtar Kiddushin, and Kiddushin Daf Yud. Rabbi had a suffix, and then he was Peshit, that Shtar Kiddushin also needs. That's in the first parak in Gittin also, because Lola Meisha. Then you also learn Lola Meisha that Kol Mitzvah Sheisha Chayev is by the Eved Chayev Bo. Any mitzvah that the women are potter from, all the mitzvahs are man grama, so the Eved is potter as well. The women are potter from Sukkah, so the Mishnah has in the second parak in Sukkah that the Eved Chayev is also potter in Asukkah. Tevi Abdo. So Rabbi Gamliel would sleep tachas hamita to demonstrate that he's potam in a sukkah. He wouldn't sleep on the bed in the sukkah. He wanted to show his talmud chacham that he's potam in a sukkah. So noshma abadam apotam from kriyashma because it was man groma. Umin ha tefillin, why they potam from tefillin? The Rashi writes also, umin ha tefillin, no, where's the Rashi? Rashi writes on Amud Aleph, Tefillin Amid says Magrama. Why? The Sava Laila Vishabas Laus Man Tefillinu. That's the reason why women are potter and Eved is potter, because it's a mitzvah says it says Magrama. Yeah, there is an opinion in Tanoim that Laila is Man Tefillin Men HaTorah. There is an opinion that Shabbos Yontav is also Man Tefillin Men HaTorah. Yim Chuyiv. So that opinion would hold that women are Chayiv and Tefillin. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. That's a thesis in the end of Erevin also like that. On Tzadik Vav, Rabbi Kevega is mitzayin the Tosfos on Amud Beis. Tosfos and Ervin said the same as this Rashi, that women are potter from tefillin, because tefillin is a mitzvah zesta shaz mankram. So Rabbi Kevega asked on the Tosfos, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says women are potter from tefillin l'chol adeis, whether you hold it as mankram or not. The Pasuk says tefillin and kriyashma is right next to the Pasuk, on the Marta Mosma is b'neichem. B'neichem v'lo b'neisechem, that the women are potter from Talmud Torah. So they're potter and yedarshan smuchin chumish dvarim. So just like women are potter from Talmud Torah, women are potter from tefillin also. Whether it says man groma or not. The Gemara says, if you hold that Shabbos loves man tefillin, if you hold that Laila is loves man tefillin, so tefillin is man groma, so that is the mucker for the din that women are potter from a mitzvah says such as man groma. But if you hold tefillin is not as man groma, then women are still potter. So you have to figure out a different mucker. But it's not that women are potter, that's a difficult Rashi and a difficult Tosfos in Erevin. It's not that women are potter from tefillin because it says Magram. That's not true. Women are potter from tefillin, period. Because tefillin is Darshan Smuchim and Chumish Dvarim, and tefillin is right next to the Pasuk of Talmud Torah. Women are potter from Talmud Torah. Rashi says, Marta Mosim is Benechem, Velo Benasechem. Rashi and Amud Beis quotes 10 lines from the top where he has Dvarim Yud Aleph. So the women are potter in a tefillin. Okay. The chayavim b'tefila, the mechuyiv to daven, ubi mezuzah, mezuzah is a mitzvah sasei shaloh as magrama, ubi bircha samozim. So the Gemara has a running commentary. The Gemara says, kriyashma pshita mitzvah shmagrama hi. The Gemara says that's the reason why women are potter from kriyashma. What Rashi said on the Mishnah by kriyashma is what it says in the Gemara. Chol mitzvah shmagrama noshim turis. So what do you need a chiddush that women are potter from kriyashma? And for the Gemara, my other time holy is by Malchus Shemaim, I would have thought maybe, since the whole purpose of Kriyashma's Kabbalah is Malchus Shemaim, I would have thought maybe it's an exception to the rule that women should be chayv despite the fact that it says Mangroma, Kamash Malon, that they're not chayv. Okay. So the women are potter. In Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef quotes, in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Sefer Oil Moed, that's from the days of the Rishonim, that the women should say Pasuk Rishon, they should say Shema Yisrael. Why should they say Shema Yisrael? So the Prima Gaudim has a fantastic, unbelievable interpretation. He says that we paskan that Kriya Shema Mikra Din is all night long. And the Beis Yosef and the Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Kes Mishnah had a kasha. If Bishach Bucha means not when people are going to sleep, it means all night long when people are sleeping. So Bikumecha, why do you say Bikumecha means when people are waking up? And there's an institution of Sozman Kriyashma. You should say B'komecha means when people are awake. So the Kes Mishnah says, Anachanam, it's only by the Rabban. So the Magan Avram said it's against the Tosefta. The Tosefta said the Feresh, Geshem Shekobat Torah Zman Le Kriyashma, Kach Kobach Chachamim Zman Le Tvila. So you see, Kavod Torah is Zman LeKriyashma, that the concept of Sozman Kriyashma is a Din D'oraisa. So we assume the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. Okay. But the Kesef Mishnah wrote like that. So he thinks that Min HaTorah can really say Kriyashma all day and all night. So some assume that therefore Kriyashma is a mitzvah saseh, Shaloi Hazman Grama, because it's all day and all night. The Pashtus is still a Zman Grama, because there's Kriyashma Shal Yom and Kriyashma Shal Laila. And the Kriyashma Shal Yom doesn't imply Balayla. Zman Shal Zeh Lo, because Zman Shal Zeh should still be a Zman Grama. But that's what that's the Magen Avraham raises that question. If the Kesef Mishnah is right, so Kriyashma should be a Mitzvah Shalai Zman Grama. So the Prima Gadim says that's what the Oil Moed says. That Pasuk Rishon is their Reis. He says the Almod holds like the Ramban. The Shema Yisrael Pasuk Rishon is their Reis. So Kriyashma their Reis is really a Mitzvah Saseh Shalai Zman Grama. So the women are Mechuyev to say Pasuk Rishon whenever they want, all day and all night they can say. There's no limit. But Midirabbanan, they made it into a Zman Grama. But Midirabbanan, they made it into a Zman Grama. So the Kriyashma Midirabbanan, they parted from the rest of the Kriyashma. But the Kriyashma their Reis is Pasuk Rishon, the Chayden. That's not the Pashup Shat in the Oil Moed is not, that's fantastic. Imagine the Pashup Shat is, even if the women are potter, let them say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. What's so bad? They're not going to die. Say the Pashup Rishon.
You say like the
Oil Moed.
So the Reis HaMitzvah is once a day or it's twice a day?
Twice a day.
So is that
the Oil Moed? Yeah, so that's what they are. The Shagas Aryeh argues with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that the Kesef Mishnah would be right. He says he's wrong because it's a Beferish HaTosefta. It says he's also wrong because then Kriyashma shall be a mitzvah shaloi hazman grama because all day and all night. So the Shagazari says it's not true. There are two different mitzvahs. This mitzvah by yom doesn't apply by laila.
Is there an answer to that? How can you say that
so the Magen Avraham thinks it's, if it's a mitzvah that you can fulfill at any time in the day, either this mitzvah or that mitzvah, so that's called Shaloi Hazman Grama. And the Shagazai Tain is no, but they're two different mitzvahs.
That means one mitzvah with two halves instead of being two mitzvahs?
That what?
That'd be one mitzvah with two halves rather than being two different mitzvahs.
The Rambam holds that Kriyashma Shal Shachris and Arvis is one mitzvah. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs thinks that you can't, that it's two mitzvahs. But the Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah. Yeah. The Rambam holds that Tomas Shal Shachar, Tomas Shal Beirabayim is one mitzvah. The Ramban thinks that it's two mitzvahs. Ktoris Baboker, Ktoris Beinu Abayim. So the Rambam holds also that that's one mitzvah. Ramban thinks that it should be counted as two mitzvahs. The one where the Ramban agrees is only by the chavit, the kain gadol. Minchas chavit, and the kain gadol brings, any other kain brings a minchas chinuch the first time in his life that he wants to bring karbonis, and the kain gadol has to bring the minchas chinuch every day, machtzisa babog, minchas chavit, machtzisa babog, machtzisa bein arbayim. So that the Ramban agrees that that's one mitzvah. He says, because you have to be mekadoshit all together, and you bring makta half in the morning, half in the evening.
But so even by those, it's not the zmanim don't. You can't do the tamash shabbat and pine at night and get the tamash shachar. So it might only be one mitzvah for counting the 6 and 13.
Right.
So there are two separate acts that are chiyuvim that can't overlap with each other. So there's still, if we're going to talk in this concept, there's still zman brahma. They're still stuck in their own time, even if they're one mitzvah. It's not that there's a day-long mitzvah to do the tamid. It's that there's a mitzvah to do two
tefillin
every day, but only count as one. Mm-hmm. Here, this would have to be fundamentally different, right? This, even if you say, even like the Rambam, it's different than the other mitzvahs.
Okay.
Because fundamentally, you're saying that each half somehow. The
mashlem each other, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Just have an afternoon person here. It's the time for women.
Well, the women are mechayvin tzachiras and tzias mitzrayim. We hold the whole thing as a Zman Grama. The women are put, the period. The Almayr Turun Achumre, that they should say Pasuk Rishon. They should make the Kabbalah Machshmai. So the Prima Gadim made a whole Mer Kachas over here. He made a whole challenge. He makes a whole pilpul that the Almayr holds like the Ramban, that Pasuk Rishon is their rice, and he holds like the Magen Avraham's Kash against the Kesef Mishnah. Fantastic, unbelievable. No, he's a super genius. Pashup Shat and Almayr is not like that, yeah. So you want to say whether women are Chayv and Schirtz, they're Pashup Shat, they're not Mechayv. So also is Zman Grama, not Mechayv. So what does the Gemara say Vaita? Women are Tfilim. Women are Potim. The Gemara said Pshita. The Gemara doesn't say Pshita, it says Zman Grama. Pshita because it's a Pasuk, like Rabbi Kevega says. Pshita because it's Iskish, it's Smuchim to Talmud Torah. Women are Potim from Talmud Torah, so they're Potim from Tfilim. Ma'ad Atem, Behol, Be Iskish, Le Mezuzah, Who tells you to be makish tefillin to Talmud Torah? Maybe makish tefillin to mezuzah. Kamash malon, no. It's iskish le Talmud Torah. And the women are potter from tefillin like the potter from Talmud Torah. The chayovim b'tfilo. Why they chayv in tefillah? So there used to be a girsa, which Rashi is not happy with. What was the old girsa in? The top taste says, pshita. Why is tefillah pshita? Because it's a mitzvah sasei shaloi az magrama. So the Gemara, let's see the girsa in the top taste. Pshita, that women are chayv in tefillah. It's not as mangrama. You chayv once a day, every day to dam. Kevin dechsiv ve'arvavayka v'tzorah masicha v'yeme k'mitzas is mangrama havi kamash melon, that it's not so. But Rashi looked gorously. Rashi didn't like that girsa. That there would have been isn't tefillah mitzvah as shaloi as mangrama, the women should be chayv. And the answer was, I would have thought that it is as mangrama. Why is Rashi not happy? Rashi looked gorously. Shari tefillah midirabbanani amay mitzvah as shaychebe. Mitzvah as mangrama, noshim pturis, according to Rashi, the klal only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabban. So that's where Rashi writes, hochi gasin tefillah derachmininu, that's it. Well, agoras pshita dolab deraisi. Rashi holds the klal, that mitzvahs mangrama, noshim pturis, doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabban. And Tosis disagrees. They have proof from the Gemara Sukkah Lamed Ches, that it says in the Gemara, that Mishainim Bukhui Badobra and Emotia Sachem Bedechai Vosim. That lets you don't know how to say halal on Yontif. So I'll say the halal and I can be Motzi you. I say Kiddush, I say Havdol and you're Yotze Shemei Koine. I'll say the halal and I'll be Yotze and you'll be Yotze with Shemei Koine. But that's only by Medvar Mamorim. If I'm Bar Mitzvah, I'm Bukhui Badobra. If I'm not a Bukhui Badobra and Emotia Sarabi Medechai Vosim, I can't be Motzi the other. So what if an Isha is reciting halal? Can her husband be Yotze with him? So the Gemara says in Sukkah Lamechais, Misha haya eved v'isha, hay katan, makrim oso. If a katan or an isha or an eved are reciting halal, he has to be on achreim, ashem omrim. He has to say word for word. You can't rely on Shemei Koine. Because Mishenim v'chui b'dover, and imotzi aram d'echevos. So Tesis assumes that the Vaposhet, the halal ayantab is only the Rabbanon. Nonetheless, women and avodim are pota. A katan is always pota. There's a lot of Bar Chiyuva. But Isha and Eved are potter because apparently it's a mitzvah says Hashem's magram. So Tosfos says, see beferish, that the klal mitzvah says magram and Hashem Turis even applies to mitzvahs derabban. That's how Tosfos interprets in all the Gemara. The Gemara says, women are chayvin Haseba, and in Arabic cases, because afen hay be'asanes. And women are chayvin Ner Chanukah, afen hay be'asanes. And women are chayvin Mikra and Megillah, afen hay be'asanes. What do you need the exception for? What do you need the explanation for? So Tosfos says, all four are the Rabbanan. Arba Kaisas, Haseba, Mikra Megillah, Neris Chanukah, everything is the Rabbanan. But it's all four are as Mangrama. So I really should have said, even though it's only with the Rabbanan, but the rule should have applied. Women should have been Pata. So the Mar gives a special exception to the rule. There's a reason. Despite the fact that it says Mangrama, women are still Chai. But Tosfos says that's based on the assumption that the rule, mitzvahs and gemang rama, noshim turis, applies even to mitzvahs derabbanan. According to Rashi, the rule doesn't apply to derabbanans. So what does the Gemara have to give the whole explanation? If the rule doesn't apply to derabbanans, so the women should be mechuyif. So that's where Rashi changed the old girs over here. Rashi said, hochi garsin, and beloi garsin, and the pshita. He holds that that tefillah is only derabbanan. Tefillah is only the Rabbanan, and even if it would have been as Mangrama, there's no reason to say that women should be potter yet. According to the Rambam, tefillah once a day, every day is the Raisa. The fact that you daven three times a day, that's the Rabbanan. So how does the Rambam read the Girsa in the Gemara? So the Morgan Avram says the Rambam obviously must have had a different Girsa. The Rambam's girsa was that tefillah once a day, every day, that's not called magrama, once a day, every day. Every day in the year you mechuyif to daven once. So women are mechuyif in tefillah min haTorah. And then the Poshe Pshat, the Mishnah, means to say that the Rabbanan and the Chachamim introduced Shachris, Mincha, and Marv, each one has its own zman, so that's already as magrama. Once a day, every day, that's not as magrama. So Noshim Achai min haTorah. But the the Chachamim took the Chiyuv Deraisa and they made it into, they expanded it, and they made each one Shachris Bin Chamar, but different Zman. So that Takana Derabban is Man Groma. But it's a takeoff on the Din Deraisa that the women are Mechoyivim. So therefore the Midirabban, the Pashta says the women are Mechoyiv to them three times a day, Shachris Bin Chamar, because the Mechoyiv in the Tefillah Deraisa. The Magen Avraham asked the question, how come the common practice was that the women do not daven? So he says, the women say Moedane when they wake up in the morning, and they follow the Rambam's opinion that Tfilah Deraisa is only once a day every day, and you don't need a Nusach HaTfilah. The Nusach HaTfilah is only the Rabbanan. The Rambam says, when the Gemara said Tfilah is only the Rabbanan, means the fact that you daven three times a day, the fact that you have a Nusach Kavua, a specific text. In our Torah, you can say any text you want, and you only have to say once a day. So the Magen Avraham says the women rely on the Rambam must have had a different girsa. He said the Rambam's girsa probably was that women are mechuyev in tefillah once a day, every day, and they don't have to need a specific nusach when they say Moedan in the morning, so they yaitze. So the Pashta says that it's not correct. First of all, Moedan is only Hoidor. And the Gemara says, Gemara in Avodah Zarah learns that from Sukkim in the Chumash, when you daven, you have to start off with Shevach, you have to conclude with Hoidoya, and the Ikar of the davening is the middle part, the Bakoshes Terochim. On the weekdays, we have 13 Bakoshes, Chanenim Itcha De'abinu Ba'askala, Shvein Abinu Sarasecha, Slach Lon Abinu Kichaton, and so on. You have all Bakoshes Terochim. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we cut out a lot of the Bakoshes, we have Ruch Nizdiga Bakoshes. Kenim Kevesenu, Tzeim Nechosen, Kashenim Mitzvasecha, Secha Kenim Sarasecha, other Bakoshes Terochim. So if you just say Ma'adani Elefanecha, just say Hoidoa, you didn't ask for any Bakosha, so you're not Yotze Tefillah with that. Pashtus is not like the Magen Avraham. Pashtus says the Rambam holds that the women are Mechuyev to daven three times a day. Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. It's very difficult, that Magen Avraham. Pashtus says that the women are Mechuyev to daven like regular, like men. And the Mechuyev to daven Musaf. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tzlach on Brachas that the Gemara says women are mechuyev in davening because tefillah is rachmein inu. So the Tosfos has later tefillah rachmein is only shachris mincha ma'ariv, but musaf is not rachmein. That's why the Gemara says later on that there's a concept of tashlumin. If you didn't daven, you missed mincha, you missed ma'ariv, so you have to make tashlumin. So that's because tefillah is rachmein, so it makes sense to daven it later. But musaf is not rachmein, so there's no tashlumin. So the Tzlach says since musaf is not rachmein, so the women are not mechuyev because that's a zman grom. Women are not mechuyev to daven musaf. Others say women are not mechuyev because women were never mechuyev to give, to donate machtas hashekel for the purpose of bringing the musafim again. Shachris and mincha is not only connected to tmidim, it's because rachmin in it. But musaf is not rachmin, so musaf is only connected to akarbonis. The women were never mechuyev to participate in the machtas hashekel. So that's why the women are not mechuyev. So that's why some added on. If one should assume, like some of the Rishonim, that children before the age of 20 are not mechuyev to give machzah shekel, the two girsas in the Rishonim, from what age on are you mechuyev to give machzah shekel? From the age of bar mitzvah, from the age of 20. 20 in the Benesrim Rishonim Amayla, that's called Yotzei Tzava. That's when you're taking a census for the army purposes. But maybe for the machzah shekel purposes, you don't have to be 20. So according to those who hold that you have to be 20, so that's what the Kasa de Harsana is, the commentary on the Psalmim Rosh. Psalmim Rosh is a forgery of the Tshuvas HaRosh. So the wise guy who made the forgery, he was a very learned guy. So he put in the footnotes that a child who's not 20 years old can't serve as the Shliach Tzibur, the Dava Musaf, unless it's a youth minion. He can't serve as the Shliach Tzibur for those over 20, because he's not mechuyev to daven, just like women are not mechuyev to daven musaf. So children before the age of 20, not mechuyev to daven musaf either. No. What time is it? We're going to miss mincha? We're going to make mincha? I don't know. I wasn't watching.